All right. So today is Thursday, August 13th, and we have a quorum, and I'd like to bring the Environmental Services Advisory Committee meeting to order. Okay. Roll call. Let's start out with Margo Garcia,
Here.
Fred Ariza,
Here.
Val Little,
Here.
Chuck Gray,
Here.
Doug Jennings,
Here.
Polly Parks,
Here.
and let's see, is that, did I get everybody? Is Frank here?
No, Ursula's here in his place.
Oh, okay. Okay, I didn't know that. All right, I was gonna. I was gonna. Well, wait. The new guy from Ward 4.
Oh no, he's not here.
Yeah, I thought he
Yeah.
was gonna show up.
I thought so too. We sent everything to him.
Okay. Sorry, I was gonna introduce him. We do have another member, and that brings ESAC to a grand total of 10. And I can't remember the last time we had 10. Do,
No.
can you, Pat?
No.
Margo? It's been
Been
a
a while.
long
I think we should
time.
still introduce him. You know, he still might be trying to log on. Sometimes your first time on getting on this is Zoom. Sometimes, you know, putting your name and everything like that, you know, but it's still, I think it'd still be good to introduce who he is, if you don't mind.
Oh, you want me to introduce who he is?
Sure.
Well, I just know his name. I didn't really get much
Oh, okay.
back. Yeah, Frank Purdick. He's from Ward 4, and I've certainly been bugging Councilwoman Lee for a very long time, and she kept trying. She just didn't have people step up. So this is pretty exciting to have him here. So, but I actually don't. I don't know background or anything.
I think that's the Frank you were looking for when you first were asking, right? Or were
Yes.
you asking? Yeah, okay. Right.
Oh, okay. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, I think they were thinking you were looking for Frank Bonillas from the landfill.
No, I okay. I was still doing roll call. Okay. All right. So this is the first time that we've had minutes, and so that's item two. And so at when we approve the minutes, I go ahead and I ask you, you know, if you have any corrections or additions to the minutes. And then I can make a quick motion and ask you guys to accept the minutes as written or correct it. So that's kind of the way we do it. Did you have a chance to read the May 14, 2026?
When was that sent out? Was that last month?
No, it
Was
was.
said about a week ago. Yes.
I didn't get it.
Okay. Well, one, I have to say that in the olden days when we had to correct minutes, a lot of times it was like little, you know, punctuation marks and spellings and stuff. But now the way we have all the programs, everything seems to come out perfect. So I quickly read through them. Anyone else?
I read them, yeah.
I read
Yeah,
them too.
I didn't get to them.
Okay, well, I found them very complete.
Yeah.
And I didn't see any mistakes or anything. So, did you find anything, anyone else?
I found a couple of typos, but we can take care of that later. So I'll be glad to move that the minutes for May 14th and July 9th be accepted as mailed.
All those in favor?
How about a second?
Second.
Oh, did you know we don't need a second when in a small
Oh,
committee? But if you want to
okay.
do a second, you
I'll
know,
second it.
Robert's rules took good care of small committees. So,
Oh, all right.
but if
Here
you,
comes
we can
the
do it. Go ahead, just do it this time and we'll remember next time. Okay. All those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed, motion passes. I don't have a chairperson's report. So let's move on to item four for future in-person ESACs meetings. And we've brought this up before, and we realize with some people if they're still working, oftentimes it's hard to get to a meeting that starts at 4 o'clock. But for those of us that can go to a place to meet, there have been suggestions. And I just wanted a quick discussion with you on this. Now, both Pat and Nadia brought up the Tucson Business Center, and I've never been there. That's downtown at 600 South Meyer. Pat, I wanted to ask you, is there parking there, or do you have to pay for parking?
There's parking there. It's limited, but there is parking there and on the street.
Okay.
And
Okay.
it's not paid parking.
And it's not a pay place with all the
No.
meters. Okay.
No, not at all.
That's one option. I brought up it's always nice to go to the Price Center first, which is where the Environmental Services Department staff, a lot of the staff hangs out. So we could do a meeting there. And everything's all set up for those of you that can't attend and want to do the meeting online. So you don't have to worry about that. Let's see, Nadia, you brought up Martha Cooper Library, and that happens to be in my neighborhood, and I know
Yes.
that place is very crowded.
Okay.
It's the one of the most used libraries in town.
Yeah.
I don't know how if there's any other libraries that anyone would want to suggest. Like, I mean, there's Himmel, but
There's also the
yeah.
Columbus, what's the one on 22nd Street in
Yeah, Columbus is
Columbus?
actually not a bad
And
place.
they have a nice meeting room then. Biggest
And they
problem
have
is
a
you have
good
to
read. Yeah.
walk all through the library to get to the meeting room, but it does have lots of parking. Okay.
Okay, yeah, lots of parking. It's kind of like in the middle for those of you coming from the Price Center and any of us that are in different areas. I mean, I'm Midtown. I used to take my boys to that library. So I know that one. So let me get, jump in.
Is
Let
there
me know what you
legal?
think.
I can go to any one of those. Any of the ward offices, do they have good meeting rooms? Or are those off the table?
Well, we could go to different ward offices. Just finding one.
Ward 6 is quite central, and for many years we did meet there in Ward 6. And they have two conference rooms. They're
Yeah,
really
I
heavily
didn't know if
scheduled.
they're super busy right now with
Oh, is that
the
they get a lot of
homeless showers and
use,
the
huh? Okay.
cooling center, and I know Ward 3 is doing that as well.
I think Ward 5 is pretty good, but that's probably further out than most people want to go.
Yes. Well,
Yeah.
the Tommy Price is better. I mean, is not too far from that, so you might as well go to that. The only hassle is getting in. We have to have somebody at the door to let us in and so forth. So there's a bit of that. But we've met there too before.
Yeah.
Is the Tucson Business Center, is that down just south of the TCC? Is that where that is?
Where is that?
Oh, I
Yes.
think I've been there. We had
Yes,
a
it is.
meeting there once, a long time ago.
Where is it? You said it's on Meyer?
It's 600
Meyer.
South Meyer Avenue. So
So I
that's
don't
it's
know.
close to the it's you know it's close to the
Yeah, it's
freeway
south of
and downtown.
TCC. South of
Yeah.
TCC. And I don't know if you all happen to know where Tucson Water, I believe it's Station 1 or Building 1 that they have over there off
Yeah.
of 18th Avenue and I-10. I think
Yeah.
Brittany
There's
or
a
Nadia,
map.
whoever's pulling it up. Yeah.
That Tucson
That's
business,
basically what's looked at it.
Tucson Business Center, I think, is at 17th and
Yeah,
Meyer.
they're yeah,
I used to live
17th
in
and
that
Meyer.
neighborhood.
So that's an option with parking.
It does have
There's the
parking.
parking on the street, I guess.
No, it's under those solar panels.
Solar
Oh, okay.
panels, yeah.
That's great. It's a pretty tight parking spot, but there is room for at least I'd say 15 vehicles pretty easily in there. Plus, you got parking you can see on the street. You can also park in front there as well.
As long as there's no meters.
No
Not at
meters.
that particular point.
No. They haven't gotten that far yet. Just wait, they're coming.
I know they're working on it, I'm sure. Oh, well, do you want some time to think about this? And
Here's a, is there any option to, with the bifusion facility, is there any option that that would be available for like us to put eyes on and do a quick tour in the next couple months or not? I mean, they're supposed to be up and running, was it 90 days from whenever they got the keys? I just wonder like if it'd
we'll
be
go up
possible
to
to
that.
couple those together or
Yeah, we'll
not.
give you an update on that because there's a lot of stuff going on.
I would not recommend it for the next at least
No.
6, 7 months.
Yeah.
Okay,
It's
that's fine. I
it's
just
not
wanted.
happening at the end of this year. So okay.
Oh, so, okay. Well, we'll get there.
Yeah,
All right,
yeah.
then never
We'll
mind. I
get
rescind
there.
my
That's
idea.
on Pat's list. Well,
Chris,
what is your
yeah.
point of an
Chris, this
in-person
is
meeting?
Val. Yeah, hi
Chris,
Val. This is Val. Because I'm one of the new kids on the block, I really want to encourage everybody to try to come in person as much as possible. I know from experience and from listening to you folks that there is a much better chance of having complete discussions if we're not just taking in information from the staff and we have face-to-face ability to discuss among ourselves. I think it's a much more effective committee the more we're able to meet in person. I know it's harder, but we all managed it before COVID. So that's one thing. Second thing is, I really would like to see us, and again, I'm new and I might change my mind in 6 months, but I would like to see us try to go to the Price Center. I mean, that's where the staff is. It's easy. It's not as hard for staff to get to, and maybe there's better interaction and more fertile discussions, as it were. That's my 2 cents worth, Chris.
Okay, thanks, Val. In fact, I had a conversation with Pat about getting back together like we used to do in the olden days. So,
Real committee work, real committee work.
yeah, well, it's just nice we get to know each other better and can have more conversations.
Well, it
Anyone
seems
else
like
want to?
we've got a couple of choices. We should maybe check and see, when they're available and they work for our meeting times and
Well, I
go
thought
from
it
there.
might be interesting for the first meeting to go to the Price Center because then we could see where, environmental services staff setup is. We have the rooms where they've got everything hooked up for people who need to do something online. But I think it's good to just go see where. You have to know where Pat is and Brittany and
Nadia.
Nadia.
No, you
Ursula, are
do
you
not
there?
want to know where I am.
Ursula, are you there at Price Center?
No, I'm at the Los Reales Landfill.
And that's
That
another
also
place.
has a it has a conference room.
Okay, and I was going
I
to say
think
that's another
10
place I
people.
think we need a field trip.
So in line of what Chuck was asking earlier, the bifusion is just, 100 feet from there. So, if we wanted to have it in Los Reales, we could have it there. We would just use the conference room at the administration building.
Yeah, they have a good conference room. So, what do you think? Do you want to start at the Price Center first?
Yes.
All right. I move that we have the September meeting, ESAC meeting at the Price Center.
I'll second Margot's motion. Okay.
Will there be a remote option? I'm actually visiting my parents that week, so I won't be in town.
Yes, and it's all set up. I'm ready to go.
Okay, perfect.
Right,
Thank you.
Nadia? Yeah, it's ready to go. Okay, so let's do that first. And And I think that Tucson Business Center sounds good too. So, all right.
So does that include future meetings as well? Are you or
No, that was just one meeting.
the first meeting at the Price.
Yep.
Is that okay, Pat? Or did you want me to settle all the meetings for the rest of the
No,
year?
it's totally your call. I just didn't know if you were going to look, because I think originally they had said so many were going to be virtual and so many were going to be in person. I would just, if I can give my two cents here, is it's I think as many in-person meetings as you could have throughout the year is better than the virtuals. So that's, I'll just add that to the okay.
And
I
I, and just to chime in, we may have to move the meeting maybe 30 minutes later or later in the day because we do have I don't know how many workers, but Hallie and Trevor
Right.
do have day jobs and
Yes.
unfortunately, they are not here today to participate in the conversation. So just keep that in mind. If they can leave their jobs to come to our center by 4:30 or
4:30.
5 o'clock. So I just want to note that in the past, our ESAC meetings, when they were in person, they used to start at 5:30.
Yeah. But I,
Good info.
yeah.
So I would say for your first meeting, you have that. You could always put it on the agenda for the next meeting to hopefully they're able to attend one of those, and you can decide for future meetings as well.
Let's move on.
Okay, moving on.
And one
Yeah.
more thing, we did have Frank join at
Oh,
four
there
oh
he is.
seven. So
Okay.
I before we jump to the next item.
Hello, Frank. Oh, can you hear us?
He's muted.
He's muted. Okay, we'll bug him later. All right. Let's move on to item five for the director's report. And Pat, you're going to start us out with the clean city fee.
Actually, I'm going to throw a curveball in here.
What are you going to
I'm going to throw a curveball. I'm going to change the order here.
do? Fine.
Ursula is going to, or a change up, curveball, whichever one you want in there. But I'm going to have Ursula. She's going to be talking about the Los Reales Sustainable Campus Gas Collection System update.
Oh.
And that's why Ursula knows this like the back of her hand. So I want you guys, you've met Ursula before. I'm going to have
Right.
her give the update at the landfill gas.
Okay.
All
So
right.
we'll start with you, Ursula.
Okay. So I know a lot of you are new to this committee. So I thought I maybe explain the background a little bit, what happened, why we are working on the system right now, specifically on the system. So when you guys fill up your trash cans and you look in there, you'll see there's a lot of organic matter in your trash can, right? There's food waste, yard clippings, wood from construction, there's cardboard, paper, and all sorts of organic material. And when that arrives at Los Reales landfill and gets buried in the waste mass, it starts decomposing. One of the byproducts of that decomposition is methane gas. And methane gas is the same thing that you use to heat your homes. So you already know it's flammable. It's also a greenhouse gas. So when it escapes into the atmosphere, it he keeps heat in the atmosphere, which increases atmospheric temperatures. So there are reasons why methane gas emissions are regulated, both on the federal, state, and also county level. So the landfills are not allowed to let methane gas simply escape into the air, not above a certain level anyway. So all landfill owners are required to collect and control the methane gas that's generated in the landfill.
And we do that by installing landfill gas extraction wells. Those are perforated pipes that go down into the waste mass. We then apply a vacuum. We do that through pipes and a big blower. And once the landfill gas gets extracted and arrives at the blower, it gets pumped into a flare where it's burned. So when you drive past Los Reales at night, you can sometimes see the flare burning there. You see the flame, or the glow of the flame at least. So that's the landfill gas collection and control system. It's the wells, the piping system, the blower, and the flare. And in 2024, or I should say in 2021, the environmental protection agencies changed some of their regulations of how methane gas emissions from landfills are measured. And the city wasn't aware that this became effective in 2021, and their consultants didn't make them aware of it, and Pima County neither. So in 2024, the Environmental Protection Agency and Pima County Department of Environmental Quality came to Los Reales landfill to inspect the landfill, and they looked at methane emissions, and they found that we had methane emissions around some of the penetrations of the landfill cover. So there are penetrations, ironically, those are mostly the landfill gas extraction wells. So they have to be maintained all the time. You have to keep compacting the soil right around those pipes. Otherwise, right along the pipes, the gas can come out of the ground and go into the atmosphere. So they found localized gas emissions that were above the regulatory limit. So at that point, Pima County, it would have been in their right to levy fines against the city. Instead, they were collaborative with the city, and the city and Pima County negotiated a order of abatement by consent, or a consent order. And what Pima County allowed the city to do was to, instead of using the fines and giving them to Pima County, we were allowed to use the fines to improve our gas collection and control system. And the first steps of that are under the consent order was to evaluate the existing system. And the second step was, based on the evaluation, to come up with an improvement plan. So the city hired a landfill gas engineering firm to do that for us so that it would be neutral and yeah, so it would be neutral and Pima County would be comfortable with it, right? So that has been completed, that work. We submitted the improvement plan to Pima County on July 13. Since then, we've had a meeting with Pima County on August 3rd, and we asked them whether they had questions, comments, and Pima County was fine with the improvement plan. They didn't have any comments or any requests for changes. The one question they had was, of course, about financing, especially about procurement, since we are a public agency. The improvements that were proposed in the improvement plan are extensive, and the cost is close to $7 million. And aside from that, there is another project which is designing and building and installing a new blower and flare. And that is not included in the $7 million cost for the other improvements. So that is certainly also a concern on our part, the procurement. We are now starting to work with city procurement to see how we can do that. So the improvements are divided into four phases, which are subsequent phases. So they are phased, so engineering and construction-wise, so that they have to follow each other. Each phase takes about 10 to 12 months, but we can overlap them because each phase has design, procurement, construction and documentation. So when one phase is in the construction and documentation phase, we can start the design and the procurement for the next phase. And the city manager's office really would like us to go with a compressed time schedule. So we are doing the overlapping of these phases. It's going to be a fast and furious exercise, but we think we can put it into 2 to 3 years. And Pima County thought that that was a reasonable time frame, so they were, I think, they're fine with that. Under the consent order, we did update Pima County regularly every 2 months, and we now offered to continue doing that, even though the consent order is now in the process of being closed out. We propose to Pima County that we're going to continue those bi-monthly update meetings because we would really like to get real-time feedback from Pima County, make sure they're informed on everything that's going on, make sure they're on the same page with us, make sure that if we run into trouble that causes delays, that they are aware right away. So I think that will be beneficial both for the city as well as for Pima County, because the Environmental Protection Agency does talk to Pima County about our projects. So then Pima County does have the right information.
Or like two quick questions. One is, when you said that, I'm assuming that means Pima County did agree to that schedule for updates every 2 months. Is that correct?
Yes.
And then the
Yes.
other is, when you said there's challenge, I don't know what word you used exactly, but they had questions about the procurement. Can you
Right.
pretend I
So
don't
we are a,
understand what that means? Help me out
yeah,
a little bit.
we are a public entity. We are accountable for everything that we do. We have very strict procurement rules and regulations. I don't know them all, so we have to work with procurement on them. There are also different procurement requirements, for example, for construction versus remediation, things like that, how much money we can spend on which contract or which type of contract. So there are very strict procurement rules, and Pima County is also a public entity. They're very much aware of these types of challenges. That was the only question that Pima County asked. How are you going to make that work with procurement? But I know that Pat knows a lot more about procurement than I do.
Yeah,
Yeah, just
I was going to
go
say,
ahead.
Chuck. I mean, there's a couple of processes. We actually have some contractors that are already on jobs. They're already on work orders, so we can actually procure them and do that. If it becomes too extensive and not within their work performance that they can do, we can also run an RFP and receive proposals for that because it's well over $1 million. But what we can do is, for the agenda item, for next item, I think we should actually put that in there, is kind of cover, obviously. There's a concern when you hear $7 million over the next 3 years to complete this project. We have the funding. We have the funding available. We accrue that annually. But I think it'd be nice to show you where we're going to pull that from and how we're going to do that.
Perfect. That was my next question. Great. Thanks,
Okay.
Pat.
You're welcome.
So with when you are talking about the EPA, are you talking about Region 9?
Yes, Region
Yeah.
9.
That's when you get the what? Fly to San Francisco?
Or I
Not
get to
me.
fly
That
to
would be
Tucson.
Pat at this point.
Oh, Pat just gets to go.
Okay.
I don't know if "gets to go" is the right description, but yeah, okay.
Yeah. I don't think it was a lot of fun when Carlos and
No.
Christina went over there.
It's never fun when you're having to report over there. You know, on vacation, great, but not when you're having to go with EPA is a concern.
Sorry.
So, Ursula, on the phases, there was design, procurement, and
Yeah, so
there
you
was four, right?
start out with the engineering design.
Yeah.
And once you have the engineering design, you know how much material you need. You need know what type of construction activities you need to implement it all, and then you go into procurement. So you get
Right.
what's that called? Get bids for
in your
those
ward.
materials and work. Yeah. And then once that is done and approved, then we would go into the construction phase. And once that is done, the documentation, like gathering of all the field notes, field logs, the
The as-built and
construction
everything.
quality assurance report, and the as-builts, and all of those things. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. That's what I missed was the last one, the documents.
Ah, yeah, documentation, very important. If it's not documented, it didn't happen.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Is it possible for this committee to take a look at that? I don't remember what you called it, what you submitted on July 13th.
The improvement plan?
Yeah,
I
is it
believe
possible?
so, right, Pat?
Yeah, we can share that. Absolutely.
Yeah,
That'd be
it's
great.
a
At least I'd like to
public
see it. Thank you.
document, right? Yeah.
Okay, thank
Yeah,
you.
the you will like looking at the last six pages there, the design drawings, conceptual design drawings of the improvements.
We can
Mm-hmm.
work with
Yeah.
we'll work with Nadia to make sure you all kind of get that.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's interesting to actually see the equipment. I mean the whole setup at the at Los Reales. I think Frank had a picture that he showed us of the gas extraction pipes and wells
Yeah, he
area.
had a whole display. That's actually part of the plan that they'll show it to you. It's going to show you all three phases of the plan, where all the piping is going, where the new
Okay.
piping is going. It'll all be in that plan.
Good.
Ursula, I know you're still on. Do you
Yeah.
want to mention,
Yeah.
because there's a congratulations also for the landfill. I believe you all received an award, a bronze level VSP award from ADEQ. Do you want to? Congratulations to you. Do you want to explain to the group a little bit what that is all about?
I think you may be better at explaining that. I didn't have time to read it yesterday. I know it's about being in compliance for 3 years in a row on the
Okay.
solid waste disposal side. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, sorry, Ursula, I didn't mean to put you on the spot there, but yeah, I just
I'm
I was I'm
sweating,
I,
Pat.
no, no, don't no, don't sweat on it. I just want you guys to know, the landfill has been under a lot of, pressure over the last couple of years with all this that's going on with the notice of violation. You got Harrison Landfill and very high on the radar. But I could tell you, Ursula and all our staff and the landfill staff do a great job. They do a phenomenal job and they do a lot that people don't recognize. I'm really glad the ADEQ recognized them for, we do have the violation. We did have that. But in the same token, all the other things that go on at the landfill, they've passed everything with flying colors and why they received that bronze award. So I just wanted to mention that to you, and we'll talk a little bit more about it and explain that. We just received that just like the day before yesterday. I think it came in that we got notified about it. But just wanted to mention that out here, and we'll provide more information on that. But I just wanted you could Ursula to get a kudos for that from everybody on it.
Yeah, that's kind of a big
Yay.
deal. Nice job.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a
Yeah,
little
it was
familiar with
nice to
those.
see.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Ursula. Any other
Yeah,
questions
thank
for
you.
Ursula before we change it up? All right. Very good. Thank you, Ursula.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ursula.
All right. So you're going to talk about the UVA cleanup, Pat?
I am first going to talk about, I think, let me pull up the agenda again
Oh,
here.
the clean city fee. Okay, go
Clean
ahead.
city fee.
Yeah, clean city fee. Which just showed up on my water bill.
Great, it's working. So you see it on the bill. Now the important part is, that's just part of the process. Now it's the collecting part. You got to actually, you can bill all you want, but are you going to collect? That's also very important to this piece. I think we're going to show, I think they were going to present the Clean City fee.
The budget,
Don't know if, yeah,
the
Nadia, yeah,
let me
Brittany
put
or
it up.
Nadia, you want to pull that up, please? So I don't think everybody had a chance to look at this as far as when we were doing the Clean City Fee. So I kind of wanted to share this with everybody so everyone has an opportunity to see this. When we went out for the Clean City fee and going down, there was a lot of items that were included in here. So when you look at the graffiti of pavement, can everyone see that, first of all?
Yes.
Again. So these programs here, the graffiti, homeless camp cleanups, illegal dumping, Team Up to Clean Up, OPCS, Homeless Work Program, which is established by Ward 5 originally years back. All these programs, like the graffiti abatement and the homeless program, those were funded by the general fund. Okay. Now, the homeless camp cleanup, illegal dumping, Team Up to Clean Up, those are all funded within the ES fund. We're paying for all the workers, everything that was being done, all the crews that were doing all the work. So you can see the proposed cost of service study is what, when we did our cost of service study to NewGen through a consultant that said, okay, they worked with us. They say, what's all the services you provide? We're going to put this together and look at your operation, and we're going to come back to you and say, this is what you need to recover to provide all those services. So that first line item that you're looking at, the proposed cost of service CCF, that is what they came back to us and said, to provide all these services, you need $3.43 per customer. Now, when they say per customer, this also includes all our commercial customers, not our, just residential. Okay. It's also commercial. So what the city manager and them will look at and say, I understand we need that. Is there any way we can actually drop it down a little bit and make the recommendation in the proposal? Let's just ask for $3 and what can we cover with the $3? That's why you'll see that change in the budget. You know, it went from 1.5 45 on the graffiti abatement to 1.506. So obviously, if we're going to get, you know, 43 cents less, some of those revenues are going to change that we're going to be receiving for providing the collections. So I just wanted to kind of show everybody with the $3 fee, we're going to be bringing in $5.6 million of revenue for providing services. Now, 1.5 of that was graffiti abatement, which was a percentage, which is off to the right. You're going to see the current budget. 818,000 of that was what was budgeted from the general fund. That goes back into the general fund, and now that 818 is being covered by this fee. Everybody with me on that?
Yes, I
Okay. The same thing for the homeless work program. 618 was general fund covering that. That is now going to be covered through this fee. All right. The 236,000 that was budgeted, that was already part of the ES fund that we were already putting in and covering. So there was no change on there. That was already covered by ES. We added a lot more because we want to do a lot more cleanups within Tucson. And one big thing about the Clean City fee that we really wanted to show was that we wanted to make sure that we can go out and clean up illegal dumping without always having to look into the process through code enforcement. Because unfortunately, when you're doing those things, it could take sometimes 6 months, 3 months to 6 months for a process, and the debris is still out there. We still want to do the process of educating the public, find out who did it, and let them know. But we want to be able to go out there and pick it up and get rid of the abatement, because if we don't, it tends to generate a lot more. So that's why we want to get ahead of it. It is a proactive approach to this, to doing it, which is a good thing. So that's why you'll see so much funded towards that, because we really want to do as much as we can. The homeless camp cleanups, we have two crews doing that now. Those two crews that were doing that were being pulled from our Brush and Bulky program. So that's what we were doing, is we were pulling a lot, and same with the illegal dumping. That was one crew that was going out and doing that. So we were pulling some of our resources to do these services, but it was really putting a lot of stress on our Brush and Bulky program due to lack of personnel. We kept saying we can't finish in time. We're running into the next week. Everything's delayed because we're short personnel. Well, really, when you look at it, it wasn't really short personnel. We were just spreading some of our resources to do that, to do other things. So by doing this and getting the fee, we were able to now put those resources back into the Brush and Bulky and say, you need to stick to our core service and stay strictly doing this. this $3 fee, now we know that's what we needed to provide those three crews and get the equipment and provide those services. We'll be using that money now to hire 27 more FTE positions and two more pieces of equipment, along with some skid steers, a supervisory, and we also have to hire a person that's going to be tracking and monitoring this, because we have to be very transparent with the funding that we're bringing in, that we're utilizing it for these programs. And that way we can be very transparent and show it to you on budget reasons as to how that money's being utilized. We don't want to be that, we want to make sure that is a separated revenue source and not tied into our refuse and recycling and brush and bulky fee is for residents. That's why we separated them out.
Pat, can
Hopefully.
you just remind everybody how much it costs to clean up the 100 acres?
Oh
Do you
gosh,
have
you
that at the top of your head, how much that costs?
I don't. And I don't know if Carlos was ever able to
I
provide.
we
He might
wrote it
have.
down somewhere. I'll look for it because it's pretty amazing how
Yeah,
expensive.
it's a pretty big number when you're looking at how much manpower we spend out there, how much equipment, how much disposal. And when you look at the disposal and the cleanup, it's not just when we go out to these sites, not that everyone thinks about this, it's not just picking up the refuse and recycling and driving to a landfill. When you go into these sites, there's so much hazardous materials in there, from
Right.
human waste to syringes to guns to. We find so much stuff in there that our operators are not equipped to handle that. We have to actually hire an outside source, which is usually Southwest Hazard. We have to contract them to come in and do those services so that we can go in and continue cleaning up.
Okay.
And I don't
Okay.
think everyone kind of realized, they think, oh,
Hmm.
just our crew's going to do that. It's not. There's a lot of things that happen behind the scenes that we have to do as well.
And TPD shows up.
When it comes to a homeless camp cleanup, and especially if you have it, well, there's three different types of camps that we work with. They're called tier one, twos, and threes. A tier one is that there's just debris around that people have left, and there's just a litter, a lot of garbage on the ground. Tier one, pretty easy. We go over there, get that cleaned up. A tier two is that when you have the unsheltered living in a place, they're not causing problems. Sometimes they're behind a location that. Some people say that's okay, don't move them. I'm fine with them living there. That's okay. They're not causing any problems. But they'll ask us to go in and at least police and clean the area up so there's not a lot of debris. That's a tier two. We don't get a lot of those, but they had to, have different tiers. Then there's a tier three, which is now you have actually people living there and you have to give them a notice of a 72-hour notice that they basically have to leave the premises and take all the personal items with them. So you have to actually post it. TPT goes and does that, post a notice that you have 72 hours to move. After that, we're coming in with crews and cleaning it all up. The problem with that is that everyone wants to have it done right away, but before we send our crews in there, we have to go in there and do a walk around and evaluate and see what is in there so that if we have to send Southwest Hazard in, we will. If not, we'll go in and clean it up. But
Pat, is that a city requirement, a state requirement, or a federal requirement?
it's state requirement.
Okay.
So that's, I just wanted to give you a little bit of insight as to the clean city fee. We are really in the works right now of hiring personnel. HR is really working hard right now. We've already started the recruitments to hire the operators and the workers. Our goal is to have them all hired within the next month and a half. By October was the goal to have everybody hired, all the crews up and ready and trained and ready to go. So they're doing a really good job with that, which is a lot, which is a pretty big, hefty move for us, for the city to hire that many within a 2 month period, 3 month period. They're doing really well. So I feel very confident we're going to have everybody on board and ready to go by that time.
That's great. Pat, before you move on, I have one question about the team up to clean up. Is a big part of that ticket item, that budget item, additional personnel, or what is the major expense for that program?
It's kind of a vague area, and it allows for extra activities, extra services, additional services. that we want to do around the city, that it's part of the clean city. Prime example, we're being asked right now to work with Parks and Recs. There's a lot of restrooms that are really dirty and really bad around the city, and it's really hard to maintain them constantly and getting staff to be able to do that. So we might have to contract that out. We're looking at it and saying, is there some of that funding that we have out of that that we can pay a contractor to maintain some of these restrooms within Parks and Recs?
Got it.
Okay. I think right now it's kind of an open book as too far as trying to figure out what they can all be utilized for. Prime
Right.
example, another one that came up just yesterday that I'm trying to think through this, and if you guys have any ideas, let me know. But it was a great one. I never even thought about this. They're wondering, is there a piece of equipment out there that can pick up syringes in parts? Because one big issue that's happening around a lot of parks and a lot of areas is there's syringes on the ground. And we're wondering, is there a magnetic or a piece of equipment that we can buy that it would drive over and pick these things up? So we're trying to think outside. How best can we utilize some of this funding to do?
Aren't syringes mostly 100% plastic these days? So you couldn't just use them.
Yeah,
Magnet.
don't know.
I
That's
think
why
needle.
a
Oh, the
needle, that's what they
needle.
were.
Yeah, but yeah, maybe that would be interesting.
Have you contacted like Portland or Sacramento or some of these
Nobody.
other
This just came
cities?
up yesterday. This
Yeah,
just came up
it might
yesterday
be
when I
worth
said.
getting in touch with them because they have the same problems, you know.
And this is
And
what I like the committee for, because I actually want to utilize the committee to maybe, if you guys are willing to do a little research for us too. I mean,
you've got us a
you
bunch of half-wits that can all
know,
pull our half-wits together.
as they say,
Well, you want
two
us to
heads are
do
better
this?
than one.
You want me
Two
to
heads are
call
better
City
than one.
of Portland?
No, we'll call too. But I mean,
Okay.
you might think of others that might be out there. If you
Yeah.
comes to mind, say, oh wow, what else is going on? Because that was a new one to me. I was like, wow, I never even thought about that. That's new.
Might
Is
be
that
some sort
something?
of a vacuum thing that can do
Maybe.
this.
But I get just go back to your question, Val, is that we put a lot in there because we want to do a lot more cleanups. We
No, I
want to
think,
work with a lot more neighborhoods and get volunteers and be able to have that funding available to do so.
Right, good. Thank you, Pat.
Sure. The U of A cleanup, that is actually started as of Monday. And the way this started was about a week and a half ago, maybe 2 weeks ago. The city manager was driving into work and he said, gosh, there's quite a bit of debris I see around Speedway and that. And all the U of A students are getting ready to come in with all their parents and move in. And he kind of reached out and said, hey, can we do a cleanup around this area, and do this or do that? So I don't know if you guys can share the map, Brittany, of the U of A cleanup area that I sent you. But what we did was, and Stephen is really kind of working on this. So he actually got with all the departments and kind of said, okay, the direction that was given to us was, can we take Speedway to Broadway from Campbell to I-10 and do a cleanup over the next 4 weeks within your departments to go out there for a couple hours every day? Obviously, we can't stop in everything that you're doing and go and do that, but can we go out there and sweep the area and just clean up as much as we can for the next 4 weeks? So that's what I wanted to share with you guys, just let you know we're doing a cleanup around the area. The nice thing too is that's actually part of our B&B collection area, was also scheduled, I believe, for either this week or next week. So, and this is the kind of stuff we want to do more of this with Val, some of that money that we're actually for some of that team up to clean up programs that we want to do. There's two that we want to schedule on an annual basis, which is citywide cleanups that we want to get a lot more people involved with. We've been able to do it. Steve has been doing a really good job with that over the last couple of years. But they're saying we're doing a good job, but we need to expand it. How can we do even more? And that's what we're looking at. So more graffiti, how can we get more graffiti done with more
Right.
money that we have? So
Good.
that's the U of A cleanup. The Bifusion, if you can show a couple of photos, Brittany, I know we want to have a meeting out there. Chuck, you had asked you about that. I'd be more than happy to schedule some meetings out there as far as with Bifusion. They're just moving in a lot of their equipment and things moving around there, trying to organize it, going through permits for restrooms and everything. So kind of looking at that, once we get past that, and actually they don't have 90 days. They have 90 days to start the permits and working on it. They actually have 200 and what is that? I want to say 30,
70, 270.
they have 270 days actually from that point of receiving the certificate of operation is to start their operation. So,
Really?
which
Because
would
I
actually,
thought October 1st was the date they were supposed to have everything installed. And
I think that was wishful thinking on that one, to
in
be
their
honest with you.
dreams.
Well, no, I mean, I read it in the contract. That's where I read the contract. Because they have 90 days from commencement date to outfit the building to accommodate operations and install equipment. So isn't that the case? After 90 days, they're supposed to have it installed?
And they're moving everything from LA to Tucson, right?
No, but
I
yes, they are
thought,
moving from LA.
yeah.
They are moving it. But Chuck, what we were willing to do is share with you guys, if you haven't seen that already, that agreement, we'll share that with you
Yeah,
because you
no,
would
I
be
read it.
in the committee. Oh, you did? Okay.
Well, that's right. I mean, that's a direct quote out of the agreement. That's why
Oh,
I'm
really?
confused as to, because I thought by October 1st they'd be commissioning that equipment, getting like putting the very first material through that equipment, not to full rate until April, but after 90 days, they would be commissioning that equipment.
Now you got me thinking about that, Chuck, that I'm going to go back and look at that because I
Yeah,
don't,
there was the
as far
agreement.
as
Yeah,
they'd
the
be like have the
commissioning.
electricity hooked up to it, that equipment would be like they turn the key on. They wouldn't be running full rate, but they'd be commissioning it at that date.
I think it was supposed to commence from the time that they get the CO, right?
The
Yeah,
occupancy.
right, which would be in October, 90 days from the
From the
date they
time that
got the
they received.
keys, which was July, you know the date, 7th, 10th, I don't remember, but it was in early July, first half
Early
of July.
July. All right.
Okay. I mean, that's fine. I mean,
No, that's perfect. That's good. That's why we have these conversations. I think this is what I want to go
what they're
back and
trying
look
to
at.
do is really hard. And that's why I just hoping to keep a pulse on how fast they're moving. This is just takes a lot of gears have to turn to get this thing going.
Thank you, Brady. I think I'm kind of showing you what the building looks like today. You know, that's out there. Kind of, we have the shell all set up. They got a lot of the equipment indoors already. They're still working through some permits. We're still working through the lease agreement. There's still quite a bit of things that need to go in place. I met with Heidi on Tuesday at Freeman Recycling. We were able to move 214 of the bales that we had at
Oh,
Freeman's
good.
to Los Reales. So that's going to save us. We were spending about 14 grand a month just on storage and baling that was at Freedman. So that's going to save us some money there as well.
Good.
So it's moving. I'm not too happy on the process on how it's going as far as getting the plans and everything in place with Bifusion inside the building. Everything is set, but
You mean the physical qu equipment being inside the building?
yeah, it's in there, but now they got to get the permits, get the power. Get their offices set up in there, so they have to submit their floor plans and development plans to get all those in place to get permitted, and that's what they're battling through right now.
And who are they battling with? What's the holdup?
Well, I guess that's the wrong term for battling. You know, they
No,
haven't
I
submitted.
guess probably for
They're not battle. Yeah, it's not really a battle. They got to get all
okay.
that submitted. But I know Planning Development Services is well aware, and they're going to work, you know, as quickly as they can through this.
That'll be wonderful because they are so slow.
So it's Planning and Development
Development
Services.
Services.
Would have to approve that. Yeah, absolutely.
So if they are not meeting their what they signed on to in terms of you know when they're supposed to get stuff going, is I don't know if it's the city or environmental services who signed this contract with them, but is it going to be revisited and revised? Or are we just going to let stuff slide?
No, it'll have to be visited, but hopefully we can reach, get with them and say, you know, where are we at and get that resolved. Let's hopefully it doesn't reach that point.
What
That our
I mean,
that's my
there's
can this committee do, Pat, to help move it along?
there you
What can
go.
we do?
Let me think about
Want you
that.
to make a
So I could,
recommendation.
no, I appreciate that because we can always use that help,
Does
you
that
know,
help you?
letter. a letter or anything like that. Let me think about that, and I will get with you on what support you can provide for us for that.
And maybe do it before the next meeting so that we don't lose another month. Because I think that's kind of what we're here for, that we're frustrated, we're representing the community, and we want this to happen. We want this to move.
Have
Well, some
has
have.
has Heidi ever come and presented to the group here on the program?
I don't. It's been a long time ago if she did. I don't know if it was Heidi. Maybe there was somebody else that came.
And there's a local, or there was a local guy here who I
Brian.
reached out to. Yeah, a couple of emails to him asking some questions.
So maybe that would be helpful. Maybe we invite this
There you
person
go.
to come and
Yeah,
speak
yeah,
to
yeah.
us.
But also, we invite somebody from Planning and Development Services to explain us the process.
Well, yeah, because I mean, there's clawbacks and
City
things in the
call.
contract. You know
Yeah.
what I mean? Like, we don't want to get there,
Yeah.
but I mean, it's written in such a way that if they don't meet obligations by certain dates, then there's repercussions. But we don't want to get
Repercussions.
there. We
We
want
don't
it
want
to
to
be
get there.
successful.
Correct.
This is
We
the
don't.
right tenor right now. Let's make it
Yeah.
successful.
I'd rather have them meet and say, let's, how are we going to work through this and how are we going to get this accomplished?
Okay,
Yeah.
good.
I'd rather have the director of planning and development services come at the same time, and we can have like a little
Absolutely. A little brainstorming.
system, a little brainstorming session together and find out what their problems are. Can they jump the line? Can they, this is critical to the city as a whole. Everybody's watching and wants to know what's going on. I just was a meeting this morning and we were discussing orange bags and so forth.
Oh, yeah. So,
Oh,
Pat,
sounds
are
like
you gonna, Pat, are you gonna bring that up now? Because this is something we talked about in waste diversions, collection, and education.
no, I don't have that on my agenda to do what?
Well, the happy people are cutting out.
I thought you guys were going to give the update on the subcommittee
Oh,
since you.
okay. No, okay. I
Yeah.
well, I'm going to try to fill in because Trevor,
Well,
I
I'll help you on that if you want to
yeah,
do a little bit.
want
Hey,
to yeah.
so one more thing, I guess, with the bifusion. Sorry, before we go on. I think it's highly likely that this permitting is only one, whatever, rate determining step in getting this going. So if when we invite bifusion, I guess I would like to hear like holistically, what are the challenges? I mean, they have to hire people, they have to get a supply of raw material coming in, they have all these things that have to
They have to
happen to be
find a market.
successful.
They have to find a
Yeah.
market.
So yeah, they have to find a market for it and all that stuff. So it'd be nice to get not too narrow bore of a discussion, I guess, is what I'm advocating for,
Thank
like
you,
a
Chuck.
larger bore discussion.
Chuck, thank you for that. I appreciate that. I think you're spot on. Instead of bringing plan development standards and all that, that could lead to a whole different discussion. I think it's best if we at least invite bifusion to come in and provide us with their plan as to what is going in, on would actually be a big benefit.
And then, if there is a challenge with the permitting, then let's take that as a sidebar and maybe have a discussion a week later off the normal calendar and try to move that along. I
Yeah,
guess that
I think
I
that's
have to agree with that.
yeah.
Yeah, but I agree. I don't want to wait another month.
Yeah.
Let's
Let's roll,
go
Chuck. Let's
ahead.
roll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
Go ahead. Sorry. Go to the orange bag discussion. Sorry for
Yeah, I
taking up
mean,
so
I was gonna
much.
break the news, but I'd rather have you bring that up now with the bifusion, if that's okay.
So the bifusion with the Hefty, they've actually decided to not participate in the program anymore. That's been a challenge. They've had some vendors that they were utilizing for the program, not being able to use it. So Hefty Bag is no longer going to participate in the Tucson Orange Bag program. They're going to still supply the bags for the rest of this year. They still are going to help support and pay for the sorting of the equipment that is currently in the program for the rest of this year. But after that, they're not participating anymore. So Bifusion will be responsible for all that going forward, which is okay that we understand. And part of that was the reason they didn't have outsources for the material that's being collected because we limited it to where it can only be used for basically Bifusion. It couldn't be used for energy. And a lot of the vendors that they had that were able to utilize that material was for energy. So that kind of explains why Hefty is no longer going to be participating. Now, that's not going to stop our program. It actually gives us a great opportunity to kind of reset the program. Because one thing that we have noticed in talking to BioFusion is that they do not want styrofoam at all in
Right,
these
no
bags.
styrofoam.
So no styrofoam. We're going to be working on a real educational outreach program on re-educating on what these bags should be filled with. Because even when you look at the bags, we're still getting a lot of material in there that actually should be going in the blue bins, not the orange bin, because we are still recycling our material. It's still a revenue source for the program that we want that going in the blue bin, and that should be going to the recycle plant. If you grab one of those bags, you'll look. I went and looked at them just on Tuesday. You see a lot of water bottles still in a lot of those bags. We want those going in the blue bin. And also clear plastic bags.
Their bags are
If
back.
they're going to be using, any kind of dark bag that, that big man bag that you can't look see through it, you're not gonna, they're just gonna throw it away because they're not gonna take the time to break it open and go through it. So we really want to educate the public using clear bags or the orange bags. Those are the only two we'll take going forward.
And then there'll be a big rollout, hopefully, around the first of the year with the big change, all positive.
All positive. That's the goal. We're going to start that sooner. We're not going to stop collecting. I think that's one direction that we have was not, we're not going to stop at all. We're going to continue to collect, but we're going to have to just enhance the educational part of the program on what
Right.
we can and can't do.
Good. Excellent.
Okay,
And
let's
then my last one was the process for the new director. I'm so sorry you guys are stuck with me. I am the interim director at this time. And I can tell you it's with deep sadness that we really miss Carlos. Carlos really did a really good job here, and appreciate everything he did. It's a tough situation that we're all in having to go through this. I know Carlos did a really good job explaining to everybody and kept everybody, in the loop as to what we were doing. And in the process right now, they are going to run a national recruitment for a director for environmental services. I'm not sure when to, hopefully they'll get that posted here pretty soon. And then we'll go from there to see what the new director will bring into the department. And go from there. So just wanted to share that with you. They are running that. I know they took some photos just the other day of the landfill to run their recruitment. They did hire an outside party, or were going to hire an outside party to run the recruitment for the city.
Okay.
Interesting.
And there were a lot of tears at Carlos's farewell party. So,
Yeah, it's so sad,
grown men
honestly.
crying.
Yeah, he worked here for 10 years, did a
10
really good
years.
job. He was running three departments when you think about it,
I know. It's just
for the
incredible.
majority, for the
Terrible.
majority of years,
Terrible.
yeah,
Terrible.
so.
And I thought it was great that Brittany and Chris both spoke at City Council and spoke nicely about
It
Carlos.
did.
That was a great thing.
It did very good. Thank you.
Thank you. I did get cut off, but
So that ends my update, the director output right now.
yeah, I think you're off the hook. So let's see, there's Isaac. You can run, but you can't hide.
No one's trying to hide. No one's trying to hide. I was gonna say, I know I look like a crazy person with a jacket on in Tucson, in the middle of August, but I promise you it is freezing in my office.
Oh, I get that.
Let me see. I can share. And I am, I think, sharing my screen. Yes, I am. And I think I'm still sharing my screen. I'm going to be quick today, or try to be. And I have to apologize as well. This is a crazy time of the year. I know that fiscal year end is June 30th, but for the next 2 months, and really now and September is when us financial folk are really busy finalizing transactions, getting the act for the financial reports that get audited, prepared for that audit and submitted. So I've been busy with all the departments, general services, environmental services, and mass transit. And I produced this report late. At one point in time, we did have it clicked a point and it was updating. And you'll note that the amounts here, both the actuals and the forecasted amounts, are not too unsimilar to the last report. And that's because I don't think that it, rather, I know it didn't update correctly. And so since I produced this report, and trying to find out why it looked funky or the reports looked funky, why our budget was our actuals weren't aligning with our budget, I realized that it wasn't it hadn't updated and it didn't pick up all the information. So all of that to say, for example, this is showing our actual expenditures at 62 million in the respective areas. I ran a report afterwards, and the actual expenditures are not that in this fund, which is Fund 502, which is where we track most of environmental services activities. It's actually $72.6 million. And so this, I'll send out a report that has that updated information. And if you would all like, at the next meeting, I'll give basically what will be the report on the finalized numbers for fiscal year 26, unaudited, as that audit happens November, December. There's that. And over here, too, let me get this. I mean, it's this says $7.5 million to the black. That is also not where we're going to end up. Like I mentioned, our expenditures, when I pulled them today, when I realized that the reporting mechanism that generates this report didn't update, it's our expenditures, which are down here, are at $72,600,000, and our revenues, which are reflected here, are at $76.2 million estimated. So it's $76,189,854. So today was actually the last day that the departments could get invoices into finance, and we would process those if there were services or supplies that were received in fiscal year 26 that we could accrue them back to fiscal year 26. So those are going to those numbers that I just mentioned, the revenues at $76.2 million, the expenses at $72.6 million, are going to be pretty close to where we're going to end. But again, I'll get them in this format and sent to this group here in the next week. That means that we'll have a net income to the fund of about $3.6 million. The actual number as of today is $3,578,282. But again, I'm glad the reports look good, but they're not correct. So I'll send out updated reports within a week. I'll have to see why the reporting was off, what it wasn't picking up, and what didn't get updated and such. Are there any questions? I know that I didn't
Questions?
leave much room for questions, but
It's kind of hard to have questions on something that
I get, yep, I
still has
agree.
to be.
I agree. And I was looking at the, like I said, I was looking at the numbers and they weren't making sense. And I did deeper dives and that's when I realized that there was just no way, and it's correct. There was no way. I mean, we were under budget, but really close to the expenditure size. And on the revenue side, we were over, but I don't have the breakout. I have the totals right now. I don't have the breakout. That's what I'll need to work out, and then we can speak to the specifics.
Understand. Was that AI that did that?
This is hard work. Hard work that didn't to get into the weeds, these are reports that we have set up using the live data that updates in the ERP that we use Workday. But at different points in the year and when different departments have different requests to make the reports work better for them, some of the reports are updated, and we need to make, because of they're built reports, we need to make sure that the new, or that rather that those updates are then taken into consideration in these built reports that we have, like this one is.
I'm glad you found the mistake.
Okay. If there aren't any questions, we'll move on. Isaac, you need to go outside and warm up.
I think so too.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. You think I'm. This is kind of last minute because I didn't realize Trevor wasn't going to show up to do the report from our last Waste Aversion Collections and Education Subcommittee meeting. Luckily, it was a short one, which is pretty amazing. It lasted just a little less than an hour. We always start out by looking at the MRF and looking at their prices and costs of processing. We did find out from Christina that they did an audit in June, and we don't have that information back, right? Is that right, Pat? You
Right.
know? Yeah. Okay. If you look at it, and this actually is the first time Christina Polesgrove has put together the MRF report because Ernesto retired
Oh no.
June 30th. I know.
Oh my goodness
So,
sakes.
yeah. If you look at everything and compare from May, there's not a lot of differences. There's a typo in the fifth column under the June 26 for the number two HDPE natural bottles. So she was gonna correct that.
It didn't get corrected on what was sent to us.
Yeah. So I don't know what that number is supposed to be, but we're pretty close on everything still. So it'll be when we find out all the information from the audit, we'll learn a lot from that.
I'm sorry, I wasn't at that meeting. I wonder if the audit isn't showing up because it shows it at 21.1% trash, whereas the month before was 19.4. So that would indicate to me that the audit had been done and showed up.
In
But
this, I didn't
yeah.
think they had it yet.
All right. Well, it just says 20.
Yes.
Anyway, there's a difference between those two, which would only have come about as a result of an audit. But what is more confusing to me is the numbers having to do with the trash and the surcharge. So the price per ton for 26 June was only 0.07, which then led to a 3,133 cost, whereas in May it was $1.80, and the cost was 3,000 was $117. So the numbers just, you cannot compute those in a way that makes sense. So there's some mistake in that spreadsheet.
Yes, and I think Christina was going to go back through that. So,
Go through that because it also
yeah.
ends up impacting the payments to the MRF and everything else. So
Yeah.
there's some serious issues with the numbers in this sheet.
Right.
So, well, Has the contract or the RFP gone out for the MRF. I think in the spring they said that they were going to send out the thing and renegotiate.
Oh, you mean the spring of this year?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yes. There were, weren't there, Margot?
Well,
That goes back to
there are two things that are going
yeah.
on. I mean, one is, are we going to continue with this MRF or are we going to build our own MRF? And so I think that's what you're referring to, Pat. What's happened with that?
Yeah, I'll speak lightly of this. I know it's not part of the agenda items. I know
Yeah,
that's,
we're off here.
I mean, yeah, I think you're giving an update as to what the previous meetings were about instead of going into discussions. But what I can answer on the question on there is that we ran the RFP. We chose to close out the RFP because they came in much higher and much larger than what we were budgeted for. So we no longer went forward and we renewed the current agreement and extended it for another 5 years with Republic.
Okay. Thanks.
Let me just quickly go through some of this. We did the talked about bifusion and everything. Let's see, from Christina. Okay, she went over the bifusion stuff. Frank did the landfill and compliance operations. And most of what we talked about was or the orders for new equipment, a small excavator to help clean the green waste. There's another one, a 325 excavator with a magnet attachment, to pick up any metal that would might end up in it. Let's see, an A36 compactor. I really need pictures for all this equipment. You realize that. I'm not quite sure what they all look like. They're replacing the 7,000 gallon water truck. There's a 24-foot plus a piggyback forklift, a six light duty pickup trucks, and composting equipment updates for the tractor that does the windrow. And let's see, anything else that you might know about all this equipment? But the equipment is expensive. You're talking 1.6 million, right?
Yeah,
So
for a compact year at one point, we're probably going to be
yeah,
spending close to $13 million this year on the
13
equipment,
million. Okay.
which is part of our operating budget.
Yes. Okay,
Chris, a
so
couple questions. I'm sorry to, I'm asking because I'm new and don't know anything. Is waste diversion, collection, and education the only subcommittee for environmental services?
no, because there is the environmental engineering, and I believe Chuck, you were interested in that. I know Fred had been involved with it in the past.
I'm interested in it too.
So well, and that's what's great about getting more members in our committee, because we've been shorthanded for so long. And usually Frank handles that. Frank Bonillas.
And
Okay.
also finance.
And
Right, I was wondering about finance.
I was a subcommittee, and the problem
Oh,
was it
yes.
fell down to Chris and me.
Yeah, that's right.
But it has been a very valuable committee in the past. I mean, I can point out to you some of the things that the discussions in that committee changed. Rate structures
Right.
changed, a
Yeah.
whole number of accounting things and so
Sure.
forth.
Oh,
And
yeah.
so if you are interested in really digging in deep into the numbers, that's a really important one.
I'm sort of interested in getting up to speed, and so my question is, Can we sit in on these meetings even if we're not a committee member as such? Because it seems to me there's a lot of information that I don't, that is just passing sort of over my head out of waste diversion collection education.
Brittany?
Yeah, I'll chime
Yes.
in there. Unfortunately,
Go
no, you cannot sit in on other subcommittees
I
because
have
that.
to join? Brittany's going to make me join?
No, you cannot sit on other subcommittees because it will cause a quorum conflict for full ESAC.
Okay.
So, for instance, as of right now, for waste diversion particularly, we already have 5 members on
Got it.
waste diversion. So, no one else can join waste diversion. So, the 2 other committees that we do have are finance that meets, we've been only meeting once a year, maybe twice a year. And then the environmental and engineering committee that's really only met once a year. But as we actually get CIP projects rolling, hopefully that other committee will have more
More.
frequent meetings. Yes.
Well,
Good.
and
And also, these are all recorded.
yes, they're all
So if you
recorded.
go to the BCC site,
Oh, you could get on the recordings. Okay, fine.
and so you can listen to all of our
Oh, good.
meetings.
And
That's
if
all I need. Yeah, that's all I
it's
need.
and so it, the recordings are on, through the BCC, but if you actually want to physically watch it, we can send you the Zoom link, which is not loaded through the BCC, but internally we have the Zoom link.
Oh, so I could. When do you guys? When does Waste Diversion meet? Do you have a
The
regular
first Wednesday of
first
every month.
Wednesday?
The other thing
And
I was going to add is that the waste diversion has picked up a lot on the landfill, and that did not used to be part of our purview because the environmental engineering group really had gotten so small. So
oh,
I think that it's possible that the landfill
Frank.
management should go back over to environmental engineering if they can get enough people there really to go in on that. And we've spent a lot of time on that and not so much time, unfortunately, on education and some of the other aspects, which I think we should be spending time on.
Right, yeah.
There's
And
so
Frank
much
was
for you
running the
to do.
engineering, so
Yeah, so he was
good.
doing the landfill there each
Yeah,
month.
yeah.
So I think
So
we should go back to that. Okay. And
that's
you know
something
what?
we'll talk to staff about
Let's
because it's also staffing time too.
Right.
So
Yeah. So
okay.
yeah, what do we need to do to so maybe we talk about it at the next meeting and decide if we should ramp up that committee more.
Well, we
I mean, is
can
that
add this to
the agenda for
future
next?
agenda.
Exactly. That's what I had in
Yeah.
mind.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because yeah, doesn't feel like we have enough information to make a decision today, but it'd be
No.
nice to
Yeah.
make one in the
Yes.
future.
Yeah.
Talk about the scope and how often that committee should meet.
So yeah, so let's so at the next meeting, let's talk about our subcommittees and get that rolling again now that we have 10 people. Seriously, it's been hard. It's been hard. Okay, so any other items? Let's move on to item 8 for future agenda items.
Yeah, I'd like to know more about how we're going to, maybe that's the waste diversion group. More detailed plans how we're going to make the switch because people are still talking about the orange bags and
Yeah.
how we're going to get let them know that they can do clear bags now. And there's just a whole lot of misinformation out there. So it's going to
Yeah.
need a very serious effort on
And
all fronts.
Christina told me real quickly that all that was sent to the city manager's office for them to okay. So isn't it correct, Pat, that that's what you're waiting for, is the city manager's office to put all this information out to the city? They have to okay it.
Yeah, before we put it all out there, we got to present
Yeah.
it to the city manager and make sure they're on board with all this that we're putting out there.
So I think Christina's was hoping that she'd be able to have something out there for people.
But I think if you're talking about agenda items for next month, we should be able to put that on there and have
Yeah.
the
Okay.
discussion.
Are we going to try
Right.
to get Heidi next month?
I thought that was part of the agenda that we had
Yeah.
spoke about earlier, was having it.
Hey, call Heidi.
Well, a couple of things. We were looking to have Heidi on there, and another item was going to be explaining the $7 million that we needed over the next, 3 years on the financial part of it, how we're going to pay for that, and
Right.
what the what finances we're going to use to utilize for them.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I think that's excellent.
For the gap.
Okay, let's hurry. Hey, we're almost going to get out ex exactly on time. So, there's n no item 9 call to audience. And I think we've got item 10 adjournment at 5:26. So, have a good evening.
Very good. All right.
Thank
Thank you all.
you.
Appreciate
Do
it.
your
Bye.
rain dances.
Bye.
They've been
Yeah.
working.
All right. You guys have a good
Happy
day.
for
Bye.
your gone. This is
Yeah.
Val. Would you remind me where I can find the zero waste plan, or you were going to send it to me, but if it's on a